Welcome to Monday, 10 minutes after 5. So, watching the Packer game yesterday, which, by the way, I really enjoyed. Really enjoyed watching the Packers yesterday. But watching the Packer game yesterday, and just a minute or two after 4 in the afternoon, guess what it started doing outside?
Big, wet snowflakes.
Huge. Those are the biggest snowflakes I've ever seen in my life.
They didn't stick around. Melted as soon as they hit the ground.
But it was like big, wet gerbils flying and falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
And it only lasted, what, about 10 minutes or so? But
did your daughter run out and try to make a snowman out of
it? Oh, absolutely. It was hilarious because she goes, can I go play in it? And I'm like, kid, it's raining. I mean, I know it's snowing, but it's rain. Yeah, go ahead. And she went into her room and put on all of her snow gear, right? I mean,
by the time she got outside, it was over with. Yeah.
And it was really funny. What was hilarious is she was so excited. Oh, it's snowing. And, you know, the rest of us are like, oh, Lord. There it is. It's coming. And so she runs outside, and then she gets about 2 or 3 feet into the into the sidewalk, you know, and then she's just standing there staring like, oh, it all quit. There's no more rain or there's no more snow. And it was really funny. I wanted to take a picture of that, but I thought, no, that's one of those pictures that eventually will come back to haunt me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You take a picture of your daughter and, you know, an embarrassing picture of your daughter, and she'll just wait. Just bide her time, and then she'll take one of you and then post it somewhere at the most inappropriate opportunity. So I thought, yeah, let's not do that. Let's not do that. But other than that, I am a little sad. I know I don't talk about baseball very much, but I am a little sad. Detroit got taken out.
Don't even talk to me, man.
Why? What's in, what?
Because I am a card-carrying member of Red Sox Nation, so don't be talking to me about the Tigers.
That figures. Well, you know, if it came between the Sox and the Yankees, I'm definitely more of a Red Sox fan than I am anything else. You know,
hey, like everyone else.
No, there's some diehard Yankee fans.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure
I know.
Why.
There's a few out there,
but
they're kind of sick. You know.
But yeah, definitely was not happy that the Tigers. But see, you got to remember the Detroit Tigers are based out of my hometown.
Well, that's where they have spring training.
Yeah,
yeah,
they
down in Lakeland. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. That's where they have, and they have a great minor league team, the Flying Tigers, and I love going out there and watching them play.
It's going to be a very interesting series. You've got the wackos from the Red Sox with their scraggly beards, and you've got the button-down St. Louis Cardinals that if they could get any more, can I say it?
Sure.
Tight-assed than they are, it would be very difficult. They just annoy me to no end. And it's going to be very nice to watch the Red Sox pound on it.
You don't know that that's going to be the case.
I know
you
don't know, but it's going to be a good series. Two very good teams.
And also, my Gators lost, and I was very unhappy about that. The University of Florida Gators lost. They didn't just lose. I mean, they got really beaten.
Well, upsets in college football are becoming a regular thing now. I mean, all kinds of upsets again this weekend. And, it's incredible what's going on.
And, what made matters worse is University of Florida, the big rivalry within the state is Florida, University of Florida and Florida State.
Uh-huh.
Florida State, of course, sucks. But they're ranked like number 3 or number 2, number 3, depending on which poll you looked at. It's like, man.
Yeah, they're pretty good this year.
Yeah, and I believe it's because the parole officer has done some really good recruiting. So that's awesome if you got that going for him. Yes, sir. Anyway, so there's that. So is that all the sports we can talk about right now?
Well, I got an email that I woke up to this morning from the winner of our Miller Lite end zone party giveaway.
We sent some people to the game over the weekend.
Now,
that's
apparently
right.
This is different from past years. That Miller Lite used to have the Miller Lite end zone.
Yeah.
It was in the north end of the stadium. They had like 4 or 5 sections of seats.
Yeah.
Now we have the Miller Lite party deck.
Yeah.
Which our winner says is on the other side of the stadium and is smaller, but is underneath the roof of the new stands that they built there. And apparently yesterday that was huge.
Because it was raining and miserable out there yesterday.
Now, you know what I'm thinking. In order for me, in good conscience, to send people, our valued listener our valued listener to the game, I believe it would be in our best interest if I were to, I don't know, let's say inspect the party deck over there.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't. You really can't talk about Lambeau Field experience until you've experienced it.
You are correct. So I think the station needs to send us over on a fact-finding mission, of course, to the party deck and allow us to see a game over there at the station's expense.
Well, you talk to the guys that have access to the tickets. All right, don't look at me because I don't control those at all.
I'm glad, because if you did, it'd be no way I'd get one. I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, we're all out.
Right.
WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. Lots of good stuff coming your way.
But I am. I really am cool with all races, all religions. Like, what are you? Mexican? All right. Andale. Do you have a hot name? What's your name? Mike. Jesus. What about you? Are you Mexican? George. Oh, my God. This is the, even the Mexicans are white here. I don't know what. Damn it. Michael. George. Okay. Oh, this is terrible. Well, anyway, you guys are adorable. Are you brothers? Nice. Hold on, I'm creating my own fantasy. Don't answer any more questions. Oh, God. Yeah, I am. I'm cool with all races, religions. Like, I was on the subway the other day, and there was this little old woman sitting next to me. You know when they get, like, just really little and old? Like, she looked like a raisin. I was like, oh, I want to put you in my cereal. Look at you. Swim around in there if you can ever stop shaking. And I mean, we all shrink. It's a part of life, right? Like, I see it on my mom. Like, she looks like the evolution of man chart, you know? But I'm just like, I'm like, why are you complaining? Osteoporosis is adorable. Look at you. She's a little meerkat. I keep hiding the milk from her. I'm like,
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.